Welcome to another episode of Four Peas in a Podcast. The crew is back.
Back
finally. In the
yo.
Okay, fake Charlamagne.
Moving on. So, basically, I want to see y'all's guys' opinion on the Dani Leigh situation. So, backstory. She is Dominican from Miami. Like, I want to say first generation American. Like, I want to say her mom and dad are from the Dominican Republic. And she was born in America. Whatever, from Miami. So she is dating DaBaby, if you know her otherwise. But outside of that, she is an artist who started as a choreographer, I believe. Anyway, her best song is the one with Chris Brown. Light Skins Unite, I guess. But she decided to make... I guess I need to give you a little bit more backstory. DaBaby has a baby mama who is a chocolate woman and has their baby who is a chocolate baby. Now, moving on to Dani Leigh. She is a Dominican woman who has decided to call herself a yellow bone and declare that yellow bones need an anthem. For whatever reason. Outside of that, the song is terrible. And I'm not even like a good judge. You can catch me with a, if you got a good beat, you can catch me. If I hear the song three times, I'll probably like it. Like if there's anything that I can sing along to, you can generally win me over. For me to say a song was terrible off rip, it was so bad. Like, I think they should rip anything she's ever with her career. I can't even, like, there's nothing I can give her after that song. So not only was it unnecessary, part two, confusing, because are you Dominican? Are you, what are we doing here? Like, what are we doing? Part three, it was just terrible.
I still didn't hear the song, and nor do I give a damn about this answer.
But you know anything about her?
Only what you
know. Yeah. I mean, I think most of the people know her or might know her from Drake, Kiki, Do You Love Me? Because I think she started the dance to that.
Really?
To that song?
I remember her she doing it.
Viral with it. She went viral with it, and then it all started.
Huh.
I think that's how she got her fame, if I'm not mistaken. But I mean, other than that, I have to agree with Lenika, because that song is really like terrible. I mean, I don't know who gave her the beat.
It wasn't me.
Or whoever recorded with her and didn't let her know, like, okay, that is trash. Please never put it out if you won't have it. career in this business.
Destroy the audio file, please.
Yeah, destroy it, please, because it's really terrible. But other than that, I mean, the lyrics, since Lenika explained it very well, she's with a black man, and this black man has a black child, and basically she's like, a yellow bone is what he likes and what he wants. And yeah, people say it was a dig for his baby mama, like why she put it out. But in at the end of the day, if she's dating someone and laying with someone in bed who's like black, and she knows already about the issues with the whole light skin and black skin topic, and that is going on for years, and it's dividing the community, I don't know why she thought it is so bright to put out a song that is called Yellow Bone is What He Likes. I don't get it.
Well, nobody said she was bright now. You added that. No one said
the bright. Yeah, I'm adding it. I mean, that's what I think. I mean, if you are a little bit bright, you might know, oh, that's an issue or a topic. I should maybe not touch that.
Also, what you add is that she doesn't have real friends or friends that are bright either, because they didn't.
No, management, like everyone who's around her and didn't let her know that it's a bad choice to put out a song like that, needs to be gone or fired.
No, she don't have friends because her friends, like, because she out here doing a lot of dumb shit for a nigga who ain't gonna be with her 2 months from now. Like, she bought this nigga a car for his birthday and they just got together. Mind you, he had a whole baby on her the first time they dated. Like, what are we doing? What are we fucking doing?
She's doing what she wants to do.
I mean, yeah, I mean, that's on her. If she wants to buy him a car or a house, if the D is so good, let her be. But putting out a song like that, it's not a bright choice, especially because people are already divided for no reason with the black skin and light skin issues and topics that is going on for centuries for no reason, basically, because I think we already had that topic, but if you're black, you're black. It doesn't matter how light you are,
but
basically. So you shouldn't think you are better or less at whatever spectrum of melanin you are, basically.
Thanks.
Agreed. But
we are always one. In the end of the day, you're black, and if someone wants to insult you or whatever, they're going to use the N-word, and they don't care if you are light.
All the same word.
Yeah, they will make you always feel it. So,
but I think the question boils down to, okay, so can you be a Latina yellow bone? Is that a thing? What? Or are you just Latina? Because I ain't never heard of a Latin person called a yellow bone.
I never heard that term before, to be honest.
Yellow bone, period. Yellow
bone. Like that some Latina says, I'm a yellow
bone. No, because they don't.
and I understand that. I do have a question, though, and this is me being the devil's advocate here. Are we saying that it's not okay to celebrate light-skinned people?
Do you mean light-skinned people in being black?
But you can celebrate you don't have to say better than, and this is what he wants over something else. Yeah. When people were comparing the brown skin girl thing, people were saying, well, they were like congratulating brown skin girl. Yes, but they didn't tear anybody else down. They weren't putting it against anything else. They were just saying brown skin girl, hair just like curls, just describing a brown skin girl. Where she's saying, yellow brown, that what he want. That's where it becomes divisive.
But that's exactly how she says
it. How is it? Exactly. But, okay. And just...
She could have said something like,
but if that's what he likes, then
let him sing about it. What the fuck she singing about it for?
But I'm just trying to understand. You would want nobody to tell you what you could and couldn't say. So why do we even trip on stuff like that?
Well, if she felt that way, she wouldn't have took the song down if she didn't care. Yeah. Clearly she gave a fuck.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like legitimate to say, like, okay, is it maybe a double standard if you compare it to, okay, yellow bone is what I like, and to brown skin girl? But brown skin girl is basically a song to uplift those girls that were neglected for I don't know how many years in the entertainment industry, in like television, like everything what has to do with entertainment and publishing. They always went to the lighter girls in the black community to portray them, or because for the white audience, maybe it is easier to digest. I don't know. But for years, they neglected them. And I mean, you see it in the overturn of people in the 90s, like everyone had a perm going on. Now everyone is going to the natural movement or have protective styles. Or lace fronts, basically, but they rock also their own hair. But 20 years ago, you didn't see that, you know? Or 30 years ago. So I feel like brown skin girl is more for being proud of who you are and know where you're from and celebrate it and don't let it insecure yourself with what you are because of the outside society, basically, or the rap industry, because the hip hop industry contributed also a lot of it to this topic with black, dark skin and light skin topic, basically.
I think also, like we could break it down. Brown Skin Girl was sung by a light skinned woman. So that was inclusive altogether. Beyonce.
Is Beyonce light skinned or is she not brown?
Huh?
So I just want to make sure I understand it. Are we saying that Beyonce is yellow?
I would say she's brown. No.
Beyonce knows is not brown. What's brown?
Yeah, she black.
No, but we're saying would she be considered a yellow bone or a brown skin?
No, she's not a brown skin. She's not a yellow bone.
Exactly.
Okay, fine.
Yeah, you brown, she brown.
Okay. That's one part. Okay, the other part I think is, okay, so you could take it to, if we're taking, we can take it to back to society and men. Men have always, it's always been said and / known that men prefer, a lot of preferences go sway towards yellow women, let's say that, right? Generally, most women know, and most women who are any shade of lighter know that they are going to basically get picked for not last out of dodgeball. Like, we in the line, you know you're not getting picked last. No matter if you're the cutest, baddest bitch or not, you know just because of the color of your skin, you ain't gonna get picked last. That being said, we didn't need a yellow bone song. Like, that alone, and that's still even traditional today. Yes, Brown Skin Girls are getting a lot more play. Like, it's about more than that. Like, Rock Your Natural, we get all that. But at the end of the day, there's still that nigga that's like, ooh, she light skin. That's it. Nothing else. Like, she light skin. Okay. Like, so I think that in itself is why the song was not necessary. It's not to say that you can't love your skin, but we don't need, like, write your journal about it.
And I guess that's the part that it tickles me about women. It's shut up if I don't agree with it, but if it's something that I want, it's you shut up, let me say my piece. And that always tickles the fuck out of me, because when everybody, all the brown skin girls, they were like, yep, that's my song.
But yes, period. I think every color black woman was singing that song.
And okay, but it didn't say dark skinned girl.
Yeah, but wait. Maybe it's my interpretation. But for me, like, brown skinned girl means everyone who's black.
I think that was the intent.
Oh, that's what I think. It's like even if you are light, but I mean, the song is especially for the people that have more melanin in it, because basically you never have a song for, like, black women or girls, you know, even when they grow up.
I mean, of course it was for brown-skinned women who are actually brown, so there was no question there. But I think, I agree, I think it was for all black women. And brown women, you could be an Indian woman talking about brown-skinned girl. They're all also known as brown. So, I mean, depending on your context, it definitely wasn't white girl. We know that much.
I get that, I guess. I just find it interesting that in this age of individuality, like, it seems like everything to be all inclusive. It's like, do you want to be an individual or do you want to be a group? Like,
I mean, I don't think it has to be all inclusive. My feeling is just, if you make a song to uplift any ethnicity or anything, race, color, whatever, it's absolutely fine, but I don't think you should put others down. And I mean, I haven't heard the song or read the text for it, but if that song is like uplifting yellow bones, but then on the other hand, putting black or brown skin girls down is like, it's counterproductive to what Black Lives Matter wants with that movement.
Well, even the line is what people were referring to as a yellow bone. That's what he wants. That implies over something else. Uh-huh.
Yeah. So, I mean, it doesn't leave much room for free interpretation, that line, to me now. but it's, I mean, for me, it's, it doesn't have to be.
And keep in mind, sorry, yeah. Jay, and keep in mind, he has a black daughter.
Yeah, that's what I mean. It's his little one. It's from her. It's like, it's not just like uplifting yellow bones or making a song for lighter skinned females. It's then also like putting black girls down. So it's like malicious kind so of intent.
Yeah, brown skin is what he want. Then what? Are you saying that Naomi Campbell and Alicia Keys I left out in the rain?
Naomi Campbell is and Alicia Keys? Nah. They're not the same tone, are they?
They're all black. It doesn't matter.
Ends of the spectrum.
Yes.
Yeah, they're but all they're all black, but. But it's putting, it's like, even if you interpret it like, I mean, it's just my opinion that, like, if you uplift somebody, don't put anybody else down. That's not what you want either. That's all I'm saying. Even if it's meant against white people, just lift up whatever you want to lift up, but don't put anybody else down.
Yeah, and I that's like, either this is the shortest song ever.
Well, it didn't really.
It is. I mean, it is short. It's not a lot of lyrics, and it's terrible. I mean, first of all, you should come up with a good song if you like choose that kind of topic to go public. But I mean, it's super short.
It's one verse. He ain't saying black girls, ugly, brown girls. Ugly. He just say light skin. That's what he want. And I get it. I feel like. Somebody feel left out because
I don't think that anybody left out, to be honest, because this song was terrible. But the fact that the baby has a child and she puts like a song, I mean, I think the child will never hear that terrible song, but that she puts something out knowing that he has also other responsibilities. And has a little girl at home who is black, and she's like singing, "Oh, your daddy likes the yellow bone. That's what he likes, basically." You know, I think that's more the issue than that anybody felt left out. I think that's the biggest issue with the song.
That and like I wouldn't. That would be prime reason. I'd be like, "Nope, that's why my daughter can't come over there." Silly bitch, because it's just like if that's your mentality, then no, you can't be around my child. Like it's just point blank in the period. Yeah. Because I don't know that you're not gonna be like, oh no, you only need to play with the yellow bone Barbies, and not the like. I just don't know how far this goes. But part three is if you are Dominican, you're white.
No.
Well, Harvard. Not Dominican, but
the internet just canceled us.
I understand that. Okay, you present as white. You present as only Latin. Both your parents present as Latin. We ain't seen the person that presents black at all. You can't produce. Probably don't have a photo of them. So you present just Latin. Let's say that. That's how you present to society. I'm not taking away your deep African culture that you can't find, that you can't present. I'm not saying it's not there. I'm just saying you can't go be like, my grandma look like this. Like, it makes sense. Make it make sense. But everybody presents white. Let's just say that. Everybody presents white or Latin. Latin, non-black. What, however you want to categorize it in America. You can't be a yellow bone. You present white. You just white. If you have to tan to get yellow bone color, if you have to put on bronzer to get yellow bone color, if you have to put on a totally different color foundation in the winter to look a different race, you can't tell me about you don't need to make a song about yellow bone this, yellow bone that. Like, I think that's the first question, because I think that's where a lot of people are like, you are so. Because in her apology for this, she kind of claimed like she was tone deaf and didn't really know or understand the concept, which also lets me know that you haven't been in the black community. You don't, because in order for you not to comprehend and understand how that works, you haven't been around Black people, which again, you present white. So for you to be like, yellow bone this, a nigga told you that. And now you spreading it with no idea to the context because you clearly said that, that's also an issue.
I mean, and that's okay. If she really didn't know beforehand that that would be an issue, that's okay. But at the same time, she has a whole team. And if the whole team didn't even know, I mean, come on. It's hard to believe because you have PR people, you know, you have management. I mean, that means all of the people that are around her suck at their job, basically.
Again, we've had whole colorism conversations in 2020, 2021. I mean, are you really telling me you've been under a rock? It's possible. I get it.
Well, you said Beyonce was light skinned, so for her to
say she lighter than me, so
but, so if Danny Lay thinks she a yellow bone, anything possible.
I mean, to be honest, black color scale is really dependent on the person creating the scale. So your yellow might be different than my yellow, which might be different from most people only know the varying degrees. Therefore, my categorization, I might not have seen anybody as transparent because to me, you go, there's a difference between yellow and transparent. So therefore, what I'm saying, I really do. There is a variant to me. So what I'm saying is, you what you might be calling yellow, or high yellow, I'm calling transparent. So my gradient is different. My gradient is already.
I mean,
what's who's an example? See, of why transparent
you
gotta
put me on the spot like that? I have an example for you.
You probably would say Steph Curry is translucent. Because that's what you used to call it. It
wasn't trans. Normally people, and I can give you, especially if you're a female, if you are high yellow with a neutral undertone, you are generally transparent. Because warm undertones, you're going to present a little bit more golden. You're going to have some color complex. Blue undertone, you already see is your veins. So, but you still have a tone. But if you are high and you present, if you're neutral undertone, you're transparent to me. Like that is the definition of transparent.
But at the same time, you still can see that they're black if they have black futures.
No, I agree with you there, but I'm just talking about how I said Beyonce. Well, I would say she's light skin, lighter skin. Because okay, what is your variant of? See, mine starts at transparent, whereas yours probably starts at high yellow. So, what is your variant? Does it go high yellow to yellow to red, see gradients? Where does red bones fit in? Where does just light skin? And then where do you get, then you get to your brown, that's what I'm saying. Like, where'd your gradient start?
I mean, so that's just way too complicated for me. Because for me, like, people are black. Just easy, but simple.
You're from the black South?
When you're from the States, you unfortunately, the Willie Lynch syndrome, it still runs deep. So people have to classify themselves to feel special.
I mean, that's like slavery, basically. Yeah. Sorry to say that. Because you black, finish. It's like, even with the hair, like 3, A, B, C, 4? Is there a 5? I don't know. I mean, what's the fucking point?
Agreed.
So if you're saying that, why does she need to differentiate? She could have just said, this what he wants.
Exactly, that's what he wants. That is what he wants.
Completely hear that.
Boom. Nobody would have said anything if she would have said that.
I mean,
that.
We still would have said it was a terrible song.
Right.
Maybe terrible. And maybe, oh, is that pussy good or not? That would be a question mark. But other than that, she would be good.
And I guess the part that caught me initially was as soon as it was introduced to me that there's a Yellow Bone song and people was in an uproar, I was like, but did Beyonce just drop a Brown Skin Girls not too long ago? And you know, brown has its own spectrum, or else they wouldn't say dark skin or they wouldn't say light skin. So brown fit in the middle. I guess if we just go with the average, then everybody happy.
But to be honest, for me, like, brown skin girl means like everybody who's black, because if you are totally honest with, if you take it into colors, like, who's white? Like, the color white. Nobody's white. See, and exactly like black, like, okay, there are some people that might look like the black color, but nobody's really like that kind of black, how the color is. You know, yeah, what I like, mean? You are like more like a dark brown, chocolatey brown, and I don't know how many undertones there are. and that kind of variation. And that's why I think that brown skin girl means like for black people.
And that may very well be it, but it seemed like the conversation was being had on a very topical level. And that's why it made me chuckle from get, because I was like, all right, so somebody feel left out, so they made a fuss. That's exactly how I took it when I first heard it. I was like, oh, okay, whatever.
But yellow bones or whatever, they were
okay.
They were mad?
Yeah, like they were like, this was unnecessary. This, what was the point of this? Like, who is she? And that's when it came up. Is she even black? Like, why is she talking for us? Like, who is she?
Yeah, so you guys should all listen to the Brown Skin Lady song by Black Star. You guys know that group? Most Devin Talib.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. they include everybody.
But yeah, man, it's interesting to say the least. Maybe she should have just ghost wrote for Alicia Keys. Then it wouldn't have been no issue. Or it would have been, oh, mixed girl shouldn't sing it. If somebody mad regardless of what you do.
I mean, the only thing that she succeeded with the song was, I think she wanted to go viral. She went viral, but for the wrong reasons.
Yeah. I don't know how she thought it was going to go over.
Coins in her pocket now.
No, because it never came out.
No, she pulled. She never pulled it back. Thank God. I mean, I don't know if it's still available. You have to listen to it. You will, like, after 2 seconds, you will be, what the F is that?
I guarantee the company that she registers all her music under, they're going to collect those royalties from any spin they got on any streaming platform.
Maybe.
Every time somebody replay that shit, they be like, well, 2 cents.
But if she didn't do nothing else, the fact that it was trash, and that also was a factor, she also didn't help her career with that. Like, you threw 2 stones at yourself for no reason.
This just makes...
I mean, first of all, I don't know, did she try? I don't want to, like, diminish her talent. I don't know what her talent is. I thought she's a dancer, but was she trying to rap? Was she trying to sing? I don't know. Because it was really not made in a good way.
Yeah,
it was like she's a little yachty.
I don't know.
But this made me wonder so much now. So, do people be in the uproar about the City Girls and Megan Thee Stallion about the shit they say?
What do they say?
What's the one that I hate? As soon as it come on, I got my own money, but I'm spending here. Do people get mad about that? That's tracking as fuck. If you got
no, why should people get mad about that? Because they're inclusive.
No, oh, you okay? See what? Do what
no,
I mean?
No. I'm just joking. But basically, what they say, they rip off men, yeah. But at the same time, if you as a man are not so, if you're so dumb and not bright enough to not get ripped off, I mean, I'm sorry.
Exactly.
And if you ain't light skinned, then guess what?
No, that has nothing to do with skin, because you can't.
No, but it's not
like
saying,
it's a choice. It's a man in general.
It's not. They are talking about every man. This type of woman should do it, and this type of woman should not. It's like, if you bout that shit and you jam this song and you getting inspo or whatever from this, then this for you. Not this for you. I'm telling you, this for you versus this for you. No, it's whoever trying to get that bag off of a nigga. And part two, I agree with Rim. If you can only allow yourself to get tricked. Like, no one is tricked. Like, if you sign up, that's on you. If you don't figure out what she about early on and you spend the money, that's on you. Like, she didn't rob you. She using what she got, and you gave her what she wanted. You could not have. And then she would have had to go to another nigga or to the drawing board with your ass. But if you did, then that's on you. That's y'all agreement. You have the, just as she has the right to trick you out of your money or to bamboozle or use you for what it is, you have the right to deny that shit and say, get that shit out of here.
So I guess a more targeted question is that a, do you feel as though that is a uplifting message for women?
I'm gonna let Rim go first.
I mean, it's not uplifting, but not every song has to be uplifting. And other than that, I mean, I don't agree with the lyrics. But I mean, if people are giving up their bodies for like nothing and getting passed around, better be smart and take all the money if you can and find someone dumb enough who's spending all the money on you. But at the same time, I feel like you can't take advantage of someone or a man if they don't let it happen, basically, because how can you date someone and like your counterpart never paid for something or gave you something back? You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. So I mean, you can basically
let it happen, and then if you break up, you, I don't know why some people are then like waking up basically and say, oh, she just used me. No, you let the people use you. You know what I mean? Because I think it goes both ways. If you're dating, whatever you do, that you like the one time the man is spending money on you, then the other time the woman is spending money on you, basically. But if it's just one-sided, I mean, that's on you.
I don't know about all that, but what I can say is, yes, I think it's an uplifting song because it's just like a D-boy song, a dope boy song that gets you in the mood to hustle, whatever your hustle may be. Hold on. Whatever your hustle may be. And how can that not be a hustle? If it is, it could be a hustle as a con. It could be your side hustle. You could be hoeing a prostitute or escorting in your own way. Whatever the case may be, that is your hustle. If you're getting something out of it and that's what you're going into it for, like that's your only motivation, that is a hustle. No matter you look at it or not, that's the same person that's doing a scam on the internet. It's a hustle. It's the same shit. Bitches go on dates just to go eat, or they used to before COVID. That was a hustle. But guess what? Free meals, and that nigga was getting free blue balls or whatever the exchange was. So yes, it is a hustle. Is it uplifting? How, depending on how you use it. Some woman might need that song because she was getting used and abused in her other relationships, and this might be the balancing force.
I mean,
this might be how she figures out how she gonna move in the world. One day or for 6 years, she's like, okay, this how I'm a... Now karma could come back. But okay, but what I'm saying is, in that season, it could have worked for her. In the end, she may not ever get the man she wants to, whatever, for that season, or she does, depending on how it moves. Nevertheless, is it uplifting? It can be.
I mean,
depending on how you use it. The thing that I think
is uplifting in those kind of lyrics, even though I don't agree with, is like for years, like in rap songs, basically the only thing that they messaged is like to hold the ninja down and everything, like basically just always be by their side for like the low phase, but not really the when you made it, basically. That's what I take out of it, you know, of the lyrics. But in general, I mean, I think it's fun to listen to it, but I don't really agree with the context and the message. Because whenever you, even for like going on a date and do it just to get a free dinner, I think nothing in life is for free, you know, because people put some expectation behind it, and that's something I would never agree with because I don't want to owe anything to anybody.
Yeah.
And I didn't even want to raise my child like that, you know. It's like, it's fun and everything to listen to it, but to be like that in real life, I don't know.
I think that's really how I look at it. Like, I feel as though there's a group of women who speak on the misogyny in rap, and then but yet they want to use the same niggas that created the misogyny in rap. And I'm like, well, you know, every transaction comes with a bill. You know, it's like you can't do one and not and condemn another. It's like they're byproducts of each other. It's like if you're gonna be rooting for her to, I got my own money, but I'm gonna spend here. Well, just know you something on you or you as a whole is going to be used in a way as well. And I guess that's what I'm saying. Like if we're gonna pump those kind of songs, then we got to shut the fuck up about the other shit.
But I'm one of those that I don't have an issue with a nigga talking about whatever he want to talk about in a song. I think music is music, and you use it how you see fit. Like, I've always been that person. Ain't nothing made me want to go be a D-boy. Ain't nothing made me want to go be a stripper. Ain't nothing made me want to do whatever the case may be in a song. I kiss a girl and I like it. Ain't nothing. A song ain't never made me feel a type of way to go do something. And I'm, maybe there are people out there easily influenced, whatever the case may be, but music is made to be entertainment. It is music. You use it how you want to. Sometimes you might use that hustle anthem, whereas he talking about slanging dope in the streets, but you slanging investment stocks during the week. Mm-hmm. Use it how you want to. If she's talking about a bitch shaking ass and you ain't got no ass, you might want to shake your titties, or you might want to go just be liberated and run outside naked, and that's your liberation. Use it how you want to get what you need to get. If a woman feels like that's what's going to make her better is trying to hustle these niggas out of a date, money, whatever, and she wins, she going to learn that life lesson on the back end that, yes, there might be consequences for it, for that, meaning there might be that niggas like, okay, so now you owe me this, this, and this, and she's going to have to figure out how to maneuver that situation. But that is life. Shit is going to happen, whether that song was made or not. That probably was going to happen in life at some point or another, whether a song hip you to game or you be blindsided just in real life. But this is also letting girls know this is a way as well. You can pick and choose how you want to, whereas Rhapsody might be singing about whatever and Chica might be singing about whatever and Megan singing about shaking ass. Like, pick and choose how you want to move. You can be a bitch with all three of those. You can be Chica and self-loving all day, Rhapsody about that, like, I'm a out lyricist, the rest of the lyricists, and you can shake your ass on Tuesday and hustle a nigga on Thursday for dinner if you want to. Do whatever. Like, it doesn't matter. And I'm not mad at the nigga that's talking about, bitch, shake your ass over here. If that's his life and that's how he want to move, then hopefully you understand that you don't want to be the bitch that's shaking her. He told to get over there from that song. You realize, I don't want to be that dumb bitch. And you do something different. When you hear a nigga say, bitch, get your ass over here, you might be like, oh, nope. I said I want to be that dumb bitch. Keep it moving.
Well, you know how...
I'm consistent with mine.
Yes, and that's why I said there is a group of women. I didn't say you.
I'm consistent with mine.
I got to call bullshit on... go ahead. Ain't no song made you want to do that. Because Party Like a Rockstar made everybody do some white boy shit in the club.
So, but you know, I was already a white girl in a white boy to a white school, so I was doing this shit anyway.
But when the song came on, did you party like a rockstar?
Because I already knew how to do it.
Just because you did it, but you still did it.
But
that shit was
like Simon said. But I'm not. But that song that made me do it, club. I was doing it before that with my white friends.
Doing Caucasian things with your white friends.
I was.
But yeah, man, as soon as you said it, I was like, I gotta call it bullshit, because I know Party Like a Rockstar had your ass in there headbanging. Like,
but it didn't have me having a rockstar lifestyle, because you know what I did after I left that motherfucking club? Took my ass home.
Different song.
No, Party Like a Rockstar.
Rockstar lifestyle.
So I might not make it. Wait, song, so how does
Party like a rock.
What else happens in the song?
Nigga, I don't know none of the other song, the rest of the song. I just know the hardest dope boys was in the club acting like they was in Smashing Pumpkins. I was like, this is an epidemic.
But did they have skater chains on?
They had chains. They had a wallet chain. Yep. They were wearing Vans.
Yeah. All that shit.
All of it.
It's funny that these kids think Vans is new. Not new, but like new to black kids. It's like, nah, we did that.
We did that already.
We did that.
Because you had the
JNCOs.
You had the phase with the Airwalks.
In JNCOs, that was in middle school, and then in college, Vans came back. High school, it wasn't it.
It was Vans, Airwalks, and there was another one, a skateboard shoe.
Oh, SB or something like that.
You must be talking about the SB Dunks.
Oh. No, there was another skateboard shoe. It wasn't
Airwalk?
Yeah, I said that one.
Those were really ugly. They were so fucking wide.
Yeah,
terrible. I understand. For skateboard.
Yeah, I didn't skateboard. I just knew they was ugly ass shoes.
It's like, so you gonna break your damn ankle?
But why do Vans look way better?
Because Vans, even though they say they're skateboard shoes, they have a specific line that is for skateboarding.
I would skateboard if I wasn't so fucking scary. Like,
you definitely gonna break something.
The way my knees are set up these days, that's a no for me.
Yeah, man. But that whole situation, yeah, she shouldn't have did that shit, but I do find it interesting. Scientifically, all human beings are a shade of brown. Just thought I'd put that out.
Okay, so, but are we really going with it? Like, are we, if for the context and for the concept that we're talking about, if she's claiming she doesn't understand the true context of yellow bone as a Dominican woman, a white presenting Dominican woman, can we all not agree that she should have just left that out of her vocabulary because it doesn't make sense then?
Sure. Okay. Since she's claiming that she didn't understand, but that's that. But we preach that anyway. Don't use words you don't know what the fuck they mean. So that's a blanket statement for society.
Other than that, the question should be also: did she even write that song?
Girl, it sound like it. That's why it's so short.
I mean, because if she didn't wrote the lyrics,
she got business in it. Back to people have to make mistakes. We have to let them make mistakes.
But
something that we have to allow room for growth. But you need to be able to show the growth. Your apology was the ex-nay because that you didn't even actually apologize. Part two, you need to then be in history class. Like, somebody needs to teach you all of the history of what you mean. You need to write a paper and it needs to be posted to social media so that we can say, okay, we don't have to revisit this. Like, kind of like they do Hitler and Nazis. We don't have to revisit this. You've learned your lesson. Part three.
Who is the governing
body? Who's in charge of this?
Who's the governing body over apologies? Because
I would just say Black Twitter.
I fucking hate it when niggas be like, nope, that apology was unacceptable. Okay, write a better one. Send it to them.
The consensus should be, because there's a lot of times that people will post things and the consensus, and you'll have those one-offs, but the consensus, we should agree, because you offended the masses, you should get the consensus from us too.
I mean, if you messed up, it depends how you messed up. If you messed up in public, like in person, it should be basically an apology in person. If you just wrote something up and somebody's taken it and makes you aware of that you've been just wrong, then it's also okay if you have just a written statement. But I mean, I think it's always a little bit shaky if you don't really take the time to put out a real like apology and think about what you caused, basically. Because I don't know if she is aware what she put out. You know what I mean? Because in the beginning, when she was talking, like, oh, I'm not going to apologize, and if you are taking it out of context, she didn't understand what people are tried to explain to her.
You know what? You know what she should have did? She should have said, "Fuck all y'all."
She said that.
She said that. The video and say,
but that,
because you can't please the internet,
and that's 100%. The thing about it is, if you're gonna do something like that, that's quote unquote controversial, or even if you didn't know and it becomes controversial, you have to make a decision then and there. Either let that shit ride, because any apology, there's gonna be somebody that has an issue with it. There's gonna be somebody that might champion it. So you've got to decide what side of history you want to stand on. If you're gonna ride for that shit, are you going to come with a good apology and let the masses decide if it's good or not? Because that's what happens. And in today's climate, whether it's sucky or not, that's what we're presented with. So you have the option to plead the fucking fifth and say nothing. But when you brought your silly ass back out there to apologize after you had already taken the dumbass song down, you opened the door right back up for people to have something to fucking say. You could have just done nothing. You could have either left the song up or even taking the song down and still not saying shit. And you could have acted like that shit never happened. And when somebody brought it up, I don't know what you're talking about. And kept it moving. But when you apologized, you acknowledged it, which means you opened the door back up for people to have something to say. So then, therefore, stand up in your shit, put your big girl panties on, and do what the fuck. You got to apologize till we accept it.
Man, I'm talking full coverage. No late.
I mean, in the beginning, she was like, basically, fuck you guys. It's you are taking it out of context and you are miserable, and instead of uplifting, you are trying to diminish the light, and that she didn't mean any harm. But a few days later, she apologized for everything, even though she said she will not apologize beforehand. So for me, it's like, I don't know if she's sincere or not, and to be honest, I don't even care. It's not that deep for me, but at the same time, I mean, who is her audience? Is it yellow bone people or black people?
I think it's some of everybody, but you know what would have fixed it all? If she was Drake or Chris Brown on the song. You would have never heard that. You know why? Because the beige king and the beige duke, they would have been on it.
Let me tell you, even if Drake or Chris Brown,
that shit would have never came out like
No. You have to listen to the song.
They would
have really terrible.
They would never let that drop like that.
Yeah.
Man, I'm trying to tell you, man. You get out of you make it the light skin remix, the yellow bone remix.
Yeah, but if they would have been on the song, it would have been a good song, probably. More than likely.
Yeah, you just get everybody yellow on it. They can't hit everybody.
Drake tried to be unproblematic. You could have got Chris Brown, but I think Drake might have been like, this ain't good for my brand. Yeah. Chris Brown would have been like, fuck them hoes, let's do it. Light skins unite. Drake might have been like, but I do like me a chocolate bone.
Cardi would have been on there.
But Drake can't say that because he do like a chocolate girl. Drake do.
Doesn't matter what Drake loves.
But he put his seed in some light.
He put his seed in some white.
I said light.
Listen.
No, light and white is two different things.
I told you scientifically, everybody brown.
Light? I don't give a fuck what you're talking about.
What's wrong with this, man?
On the molecular level, I don't give a fuck. If she presenting white, that bitch white. If she says she white, she identifies white. The bitch is white.
She didn't say she was white.
She didn't say she was black either, because she ain't trying to hit.
I don't know what
I'm not doing this with you today.
I just know she got one of them aftermarket bodies.
I'm not doing this with you today.
She bought this shit on sale.
That was another episode of Four Peas in a Podcast. We're glad you guys could come back and join us. But I'm out.
All my life. This ain't the 80s. Goodbye.